Elizabeth Arrett joins us. She is a Cairo bureau chief at Voice of America. She's in Cairo in Egypt right now, live with us on America's Radio News to give us the latest. Elizabeth, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Arnie and Rachel.
When we hear these kind of stories, we wonder, is this something that's happening nationwide in Egypt, or is this just happening near the presidential palace in Cairo?
There are reports throughout the country, particularly in Suez, where crowds have attacked and burned the Muslim Brotherhood's political office of their political wing, the Freedom and Justice Party. Also in Alexandria, which is traditionally a pro-Muslim Brotherhood town, but the anti-Morsi people have come out in the streets there. There haven't been so many confrontations there, but the heart of the clashes this evening are indeed around the presidential palace.
Right. Elizabeth, and we're hearing that the Egyptian prime minister is urging calm to give a chance to efforts now underway to start a national dialogue. Do you think that will fall on kind of deaf ears there?
Unfortunately, it's still in the heat of battle at the moment. You have was over there earlier this evening, and you know it's pitched sort of hand-to-hand battles with Molotov cocktails, iron bars. People were ripping branches from trees to, in fighting just straight out street battles on this. People are so worked up over this, and it's split very much along Islamist versus non-Islamist lines, and both sides. Yes, we do have this call for peace from the leaders, but the others are really blaming each other parties. We have the protesters' leaders saying it's all the Brotherhood's fault, and the Brotherhood saying that it's all the protesters' fault, and there doesn't seem to be much room for compromise.
Right. Elizabeth, for those who don't know, what's the main point of contention? We know that President Morsi basically gave himself sweeping powers recently. What kind of powers are they, and what's the concern?
Well, he put himself above any judicial review in order, he said, to get this constitution through and then elections for parliament. He said it's temporary measures just to stop what had been challenges to the assembly writing the new constitution. But any step, I think, by a democratically elected leader for people who voted him into office, some of those people who are now out on the streets just feel that this is not acceptable. And what's happened, of course, underneath was since he's taken these powers, is pushing through this constitution draft, which will go to a referendum in 2 weeks, that people feel that, now just 10 days from now, that he has been able to just squeeze through something that is not a consensus document, and it does not represent the diversity that's here in Egypt, nor what many of the people, the aspirations of the people who came out for the revolution last year had wanted, to have true representation, greater democracy, and instead are looking at a largely what could be used for a very strong Islamist government and is open to interpretations that could hurt the freedoms of the press, rights for women and minorities.
Now, there's a story that says several advisors to the president have announced their resignation to protest his handling of the crisis over the country's new constitution. Does he have enough support? Or are we seeing the beginnings of a dictatorship and possibly that of a civil war?
Well, I think it's too early to say that yet, but it certainly does have the feeling of a pretty grave crisis that is not showing any signs of letting up. It's certainly deepened tonight with the violence. Last week, we saw when there had been a protest by the anti-Morsi crowd on Tahrir and the Muslim Brotherhood who said that they were going to bring out their supporters. Someone was able to call that off, so we did not have the great confrontation. Everyone had felt a little bit better about that. But now to see that they had specifically called for the Brotherhood to go into the remnants of last night's protest, tear down that camp, and spark what happened today has people very, very nervous.
As far as fatalities or people wounded, we're hearing about 60 hurt in these clashes outside the presidential palace. Are you hearing any different numbers or of any fatalities there?
There had been earlier reports of fatalities. They've now said that there are none here in Cairo. There are a lot of wounded. You can see on Twitter people are asking for supplies, for blood, for medicines, for the wounded in various sort of local hospitals in Heliopolis where the presidential palace is and where these clashes are taking place. So there have been at least, you know, sort of 100 or more injuries reported just here in Cairo.
Elizabeth, how close are the media able to get to this situation?
We were on the edge of some of the clashes. They've now, the police have come in evidently and have been able to break them apart. But we could see at that point, you know, people throwing Molotov cocktails. We saw one man who was being helped by his friends. He collapsed. He ended up being, I think, six people carrying him out. So it was, and then you get the surge of the crowd as one side moves forward and the other side moves back, and then they do a counter push. So there may be people quite inside the very middle of it, but it is a very, very tense situation, and even on the edges it was very tense.
What happens if the voters decide they don't like the Constitution and they turn it down, they vote it down by a large margin?
That's a very good question, and it's funny because very few people are thinking about that. Most people are expecting the Constitution will pass, whether, you know, it does have some kind of popular support among some people, in that they feel that now is the time to move on. It's been 2 years. There have been so many, you know, interim. There had been military interim government. We've had, you know, a couple of different parliaments. That there's even people who don't think the Constitution is a great idea feel that they do need to take some kind of step. So it will be very interesting to see the numbers. Again, very few people are thinking it will get turned down, that it will get approved, but it will still leave a very big rift in not being a consensus document.
And makes you wonder if President Morsi will be able to govern.
Yes, that certainly goes to his issue of being the president of all Egyptians, as he had promised to be. Obviously, he's really, really alienated a segment, and again, we don't know how large that segment is of the population. And even if he were to rescind his constitutional declaration, giving himself these sweeping powers, it would be too late. He confirmed in many people's minds this fear that the Muslim Brotherhood is not looking for long-term democracy, is looking more towards consolidating power and representing their goals and pushing their goals through. So it will be very difficult for him, I think, going forward.
Elizabeth Arendt, the Cairo Bureau Chief for the Voice of America. She's in Cairo right now. Thank you, Elizabeth. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.